This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Say what you will about the current state of civic discourse in this country, but it remains true that when real disaster strikes, people are quick to give their time and their money to help out, giving and supporting people who need food, shelter, clothing, and cash. So it's no real surprise that millions of dollars in donations went to Paradise, California last month after it was basically wiped out by wildfire. We sent Marketplace's Ben Bradford to the center of the relief effort last week to trace the path of one of those donations.
Shep Harper has $100 worth of Target gift cards in his pocket. He's in Winters, California, about 100 miles south of Paradise, and he's standing in line for beer at the local brewery.
I come out here pretty regularly.
It's a benefit put on by city officials. Harper's a retired firefighter himself who says he feels compelled to give.
Yeah, help somebody out up in Paradise, you know, that their life could be a little easier right now.
He hands the cards to a volunteer who stuffs them into a lockbox with other donations.
Great, thank you so much.
Aid groups prefer cash and cards for the flexibility they offer. The benefit ultimately collects $16,000 in both, including Shep Harper's cards, and the city sends it to this small office in downtown Chico, California. Hundreds of checks lie on a small table in the main room of the North Valley Community Foundation, a 9-person operation transformed overnight into the epicenter of local aid activity.
This is like nothing we've ever done before.
CEO Alexa Benson Valavanis says about $10 million, more than its entire 2016 haul, poured in during November alone from small donors and big names like Verizon and NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Now we literally go down with a box, and the entire box is filled with envelopes and checks.
Many foundations act as pass-through organizations, taking a small cut for overhead. This one says it's taking 1 cent on the dollar. Donors are trusting the foundation to identify which aid organizations on the ground can use it best. In the case of the gift cards, that's an even smaller nonprofit. The Chico Posse Foundation is five women, all with other full-time jobs, who began distributing cards to needy families a few years ago. Their treasurer, Peggy Mead, is flipping through a box loaded with cards, possibly even Shep's.
Like crazy.
There's Kmart, Walmart, PetSmart, and Target.
The great ones really are the Visa because they can use it on anything.
Many organizations allow individuals in need to apply online. That's how the Posse found Jessica Rainier. She's a Paradise native who fled the fire relatively late. She recalls sitting in gridlock while both sides of the road were on fire, and later arriving in Chico to see
people just standing on the roads, wrapped in blankets, watching Paradise burn.
Her home survived, but she's not sure in what condition, and she hasn't yet been allowed in.
Can't go back to mine. I can't use my things. I can't sleep in my bed. I can't go there.
And in her haste to leave, not everything she grabbed is useful.
A bike rack with no bike. I took snow boots because they were expensive.
She thinks about what gift cards could help with.
I need like plastic bags, quart size Ziploc bags. Maybe like a windbreaker would be nice for right now.
She begins tearing open her aid packet.
I don't even know. I'm like shaking a little bit right now.
It's $265 in cards, including a few from Target. They could even be Shep's.
It's a big stack.
Having heard Rainier's story, Mead impromptu slides her another $50 card for gas.
Thank you.
Shep's card may have found its way to a person in need, but aid workers say it'll take a whole lot more Shep's for the people in Paradise to make it through a recovery that's expected to take several years. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.